Welcome all friends of Following Padrupio. And today we're going to look at some comments on the comments. So people leave comments for the videos, and this is our way of having a bit of a discussion. Hello, I'm Edward Urban, presenting the YouTube channel Following Padrupio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life of the miracle worker, the Capuchin monk, Padrupio, whose intercession is still powerful today. So if you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padrupio's help and intercession, then please stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padrupio can do for you. The first comment here is, it's a question. Could you please tell me where your accent is from? Well, probably a lot of you already recognize my accent is from Africa, of course. From Southern Africa, from the beautiful land of South Africa. And particularly if you go to the southern parts of the Cape, really stunning areas there. And of course, what can you compare the Kruger to? And let's look at another question here, another comment. And this lady Magdalena, she was watching the video Why No Answer, that was from a little while back. Mr. Urban, you're a good storyteller. Well, thanks very much. Appreciate that. You express each word from the heart. Well, I'll try to. I appreciate that. And thank you. Thank you for the encouragement, Magdalena. Then another comment is, yes, it is true. The inner beauty that carries our soul is more important. And that is following from the video of Padrupio's, his first confession. And if we remember, his first confession was somewhat of a disaster. I think he took the whole day to make one confession and the person was totally confused at the end. But Padrupio got in there with a scrubbing brush and scrubbed that soul perfectly clean. And that inner beauty from pure of soul, pure in heart, from after the confession, of course, shines through. It tends to shine through the person. And it attracts people as well, I find. Another comment here by Peter. And he says, this is following the video, the priest that Satan used. So in that particular video, there was a priest who was very dedicated, and he wanted to make sure, he thought that Padrupio was a fake, and he wanted to demonstrate this. But he was a sincere priest. He was sincerely trying to do a good job. Unfortunately, this created havoc for Padrupio for a number of years. And so Peter says, Dear Saint Padrupio suffered persecutions. He was banned from saying Mass. Imagine being banned as a priest from saying Mass for being good, for being a saint. He was banned from saying Mass in public, and he was going to be moved to another location. So they were trying to get rid of this problem by moving Padrupio to another location. And as Peter says, fortunately, Padrupio's followers, the people in his town who supported him, turned up in Mass, and the force of that won the day. So he was not sent somewhere else into exile. And perhaps in our church today, we're going to have to do things like that if we want to hang on to good priests and to genuine good doctrine and customs. Thank you for that, Peter. And then here's another comment by Joseph. And this is in response to, he was listening to the video Padrupio Praise the Angelus. And I think there we hear all the monks in the actual seminary praying the Angelus in Latin. We can hear exactly what it was like at the time. It's like being there with Padrupio in a way. We hear the bells ringing, all of that. And his comment is, Saint Padrupio, please pray that I get final perseverance at the very last moment of my life. Of course, the last moment of our life is the critical moment where we have to be right with God, of course. And so he's praying for that. It's a beautiful prayer, and it reminds me of when our Lord was saying, those who deny him, he will deny. Those who confess him, he will confess, and he will be there to help them in their hour of their need. Thank you for the comment, Joseph. And here's another interesting comment by a fellow called Simon. And he says the following. Well, this is in response to the video Why No Answers, where Padrupio, we're trying to look at Padrupio's reasons why we don't get answers. And Simon's comment here is this. He says there's two parts to this. This may seem a little thing, but when people say Saint Padrupio, is it because of the discomfort of how it sounds if they take out the word Padre? Well, that's an interesting observation. I guess for me, I just grew up hearing Padrupio. So that's how I knew him. or that's how I know him in that sense. And then later on, of course, he was canonized and then became Saint Padre Pio, which is, he had to work pretty hard to get that title, Saint, in front of his name. So it's a great thing. On our videos, we try to bring out all the stories to show his sanctity. So certainly don't deny the word sanctity, the word saint there. And perhaps it's just like a brand in a sense, you know, to use a bad analogy. So if I hear Saint Pio, it might take me a few instants to realize what people are talking about. I hear Padre Pio, I know instantly. And of course, if I hear Saint Padre Pio, then likewise, I know instantly. So perhaps it's a bit of that. If someone said to me, I know what's trendy nowadays, you just use a person's first name, Pio, you know, I wouldn't know who they're talking about. I'd find it a little bit disrespectful myself to say Pio. So I like to say Padre Pio, and hopefully we know by that we're talking about Saint Padre Pio. And then the second part of Simon's comment is very interesting one, very interesting observation. And he says, carrying one's cross is uncomfortable, but with Jesus and Mary helping, it can become sweet. Okay. And then he says this, I'm still yet to find it sweet. So that's interesting, because carrying a cross is, I think, always pretty difficult. They tell us that God designs our cross for us, and it doesn't matter where we go in the world, we're going to find a cross there. Whether we go to New York or London or down to Australia, every single person in this world has a cross. I heard a speaker once say, he said, all people have a cross, and there are three ways we can carry our cross. We can carry it like a saint, and perhaps that's where we find the sweetness. Instead, we can carry it like a sinner. That's how all of us are, of course, sinners. We at least try to carry our cross. Or the third alternative is we can get annoyed and angry with our cross, and we can carry it like a reprobate, which was the third option. Obviously, we should be aiming for the saint, to carry it like the saint. But to find the sweetness in suffering, if I think of our Lord on the cross, that intense, incredible suffering we're leading up to Easter, wow, could have he found sweetness in that at the time? I'm not sure. But I found a beautiful book here, and it's called Joy in Suffering. I've been reading it recently. It's not really a doctrinal book. It's someone's journey. This lady, Rose Hugh. It's quite an incredible book, Joy in Suffering. And she was, in fact, she spent a number of years, she was a Chinese lady. She was arrested by the communists when they took over China. She came from a wealthy family. Her father was pretty well-to-do, and she gave all of that up to be arrested and to live for years and years in these really nasty prisons. So don't ask me how a person finds joy there, but she did. It's a beautiful read. They were subjected to the most incredible humiliations, and she describes it, you know. People crammed into a little room, into a little cell, and in order to humiliate them, they were squashed in with criminals, you know, Catholics with criminals, Christians. People professing their belief were just crammed into these cells with the idea of breaking them. It was all deception and deceit the whole way. The conditions we're discussing, no separate toilet. There was a bucket in the corner, so no privacy at all. And it stank like anything. And often it turned out that the Catholic, for some reason, would be put close to the bucket, so they had to suffer the worst. Things like that. Just if they denied their faith, some important article of faith, they could be released immediately. Or if they spoke out against the bishop and said, yes, he was trying to seduce our minds or whatever, they would be released and go back to their old lifestyle. So imagine giving all of those things up, and somehow in her journey, she found great joy. So I would really recommend reading that book, Joy in Suffering. It's one of those ones that really uplifts one. And thank you for that comment, Simon. I hope that helps a little bit. Okay, here's one from Aline. Please enroll me for your Mass. One has to actually go onto the website and enroll the Mass. I'll try to put a link to the website, so you just go back to the link. Or it's in the video the description below the video as well, that link. So anyone who's struggling with that, please just go to the description below the video, click on those words, show more, and it will take you through to our enrollment page. Here's another comment by Norma Gonzalez, who says, Saint Padre Pio, please bless Daniel Alvarez. The transplanted kidney is not working. It's been over a month. Please, I beg you, through our Lord Jesus Christ. So all of us, please remember their intentions in prayer. And perhaps this one I should hand over to our director of the whole operation, because I know he has been through some very similar traumatic things. And perhaps we can just finish with this comment here. And he says, these are lovely short videos. Thanks from Ireland. So thank you likewise to you. And everything depends on the response, of course, that we get back from all our listeners. We're in the Lenten season. So please, if you do get an opportunity, we're bringing out a special Lenten video with 10 tips on Lent from Padre Pio. We try to take his phrases from his words and match them up into current day times. Thank you for listening.